Nantucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it, as always. Still to come on the program here in about a half hour. I'll talk to State Representative Russell Betzel of Shelby County, new member of the legislature, area hit by some inclement weather yesterday. Miles stomping around. I grew up in Pelham, Alabama. But I got to talk to him, really kind of get an assessment of what's going on there, and maybe if anybody wants to reach out and help with that situation, we'll pass that information along, so please stick around for that. Also on the program today at 11 o'clock hour from the University of North Dakota's Institute for the Study of Tribal Gaming, Catherine Rand and Steve Light are going to join us. We'll talk about what if Alabama were to pass a lottery bill, then what does that mean for the Porch Banda Creek Indians? What can they have? It's very subjective, is my understanding. It varies from administration to administration, but we're going to get some experts on and try to walk through that and figure out what exactly that means. And then finally, we'll wrap the show up as we do every Friday with our returning champion from Daphne, State Senator Chris Elliott, so please stick around for that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on for the first time and hopefully again in the future, from Phenix City, Alabama, where they run on fast time, not slow time, our friend, State Representative Chris Blackshear. Representative, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Friday to you. Things are going well over here in Phenix City.
That's good to hear. I want to get you on to talk about a few things. I guess, first off, your bill 167, House Bill 167, it seems benign to me, but it turned out to be controversial, this idea that, that we would make it illegal to vote in two states. So, for example, you can't go vote in Georgia and then cross the Chattahoochee River there and then go cast a ballot in Alabama, that you wanted to make sure that was a thing, a law, and keep people from doing that. And as it turned out last week, we found out there was some opposition to that.
Absolutely was. Who ever thought that a two-page bill would tie us up for over 2 hours? On what, to your point, Jeff, exactly, you thought it would be a pretty simple bill. And look, I understand the higher level overlay, especially from the Democratic Party, of what they feel like multiple states are trying to do to address voting situations after the presidential election in November. But I think we owe it to our citizens of Alabama, both Republicans, Democrats, and even independents, that no matter how good your elections are, and I think John Merrill and his staff ran a great election back in November, and they do it each and every time, I think there's always steps you can take to improve. I also think at the same time, a lot of times in government, we see we're really good at being reactive on a lot of things, but not so good at being proactive sometimes. And I thought this was just a proactive measure to address now before it becomes even a bigger problem than the handful of instances we've already identified since 2018.
Yeah, and you mentioned, the opposition to it. It's hold the ground no matter what, oppose any efforts, it seems, to do anything pertaining to elections. The Democrats had a good election in 2020, maybe not as much here in Alabama, but certainly made some gains. But that, anything you want to do, if anybody has any concern about the election system and shoring that up, they're immediately castigated as, they throw around the race card or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I knew we were in for probably a fun battle once this bill made it to the House floor, because when I presented the bill in committee, there were three Democrats, four Republicans on the committee, and a roll call vote was requested, and it only passed out of committee 4-3, right down party lines. So I already had started planning and already have been talking to some of the people that I'm very close with across the aisle, explaining the bill to them and letting them know what this was going to do. So it did surprise me that it happened as long as it did. It did surprise me overall, Jeff, with, because I told them in the committee, a no vote on passing this bill out of committee, in my opinion, is a yes vote in favor of voter fraud. And I still feel the same way at the end of it. I think it was 76 yeses, 12 nays, and we had a handful of abstentions when we amended it on the House floor and we passed it. To me, that's 12 votes that are in favor of voter fraud. And there's nothing you can do to change my mind, my opinion on that.
Right, it's just these real lax voting laws that allow people to vote. And the thing is, Representative, I know this is kind of a little bit of apples and oranges here, but 2017 comes around, a lot of people moved to Alabama to work on that special election, and they're voting. They don't necessarily live here, and they're voting in this election. That there are vulnerabilities where maybe the spirit of our elections is violated by those looking to advance a certain political ideology or candidate or party.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think the bill, my bill specifically and others that, the outlawing curbside voting that we passed last Thursday, both of which are hitting mine, and that one is now heading up to the Senate. A lot of these bills we're doing are things that might not have happened and caused major issues in Alabama, but it did in other states. But again, why not be proactive to make sure we mitigate those from happening in the state of Alabama? Again, this isn't suppressing someone's vote. This is not denying someone the right to vote. It's just making sure that if you have the right to vote, that you get to vote the one time that you are legally allowed to in all elections. And I'm going to stand with my colleagues in the House, and I'm going to support the Secretary of State's office to make sure that our elections are the best they can be, full of integrity, up front, and everybody has the same opportunities across the board, no matter what party affiliation you're with.
We're joined by State Representative Chris Blackshear here on the program of Phoenix City. Representative, let's move to the hot topic of the day in the legislature, at least from the media's perspective. I'm not so sure it's actually the thing in the State House. Maybe it is, but the gambling issue. And you come at this from, a geographically, it's a unique perspective because Phoenix City has a legacy of gambling through the 1950s, I think going back maybe decades and decades and decades. But, legalized gambling coming back to Alabama, there are a lot of people that think the reason we don't have some form of legalized gambling today, why it's still prohibited in the Alabama Constitution, is because of that legacy of Phoenix City and that sort of rough patch the state went through during the 1950s. But it's making a comeback, and I'm kind of curious, any old-timers or any discussion about that? What do you think of what Senator Marsh is trying to do in the upper chamber?
Well, first off, you're right. I think a lot of the stigma of gambling and gaming in the state comes from what happened back here in Phoenix City in the 50s, all of which was absolutely illegal. We understand what happened with that. And I think we have a chance now to rewrite history and put us in the right direction with gaming. I mean, Jeff, I think the number one thing, whether you're in favor of or against gaming in the state, there's one thing that we must all acknowledge. There is gaming and gambling that exists in the state of Alabama today, and the state is not profiting off that at all. So I think that's the basis we got to start. It's here today. We're not trying to keep something from entering the state. My other thoughts of that as well, too, is where I am right here on the border, I hear every single day, and since I've been in Montgomery, since I won a special in January of 2016, is let us, the citizens, vote on a lottery. And now you're hearing more of, it's not just a lottery, the paper lottery. It's let us vote on complete gaming. And it's not just casino gaming or the paper. Now, I'm really getting a lot of feedback now, specifically on the sports betting, on different things, that people really want to do that. And if that's something they really want to do, I think we need it. There's not a lot of things in Montgomery we can actually pass along and allow the citizens to vote. And I think if we have that chance, Jeff, we owe it to them to let them vote on what they want to see change in their state.
What do you think it should all be done in one big enchilada, that it needs to be done in this comprehensive way? So when you talk to a lot of the members of the legislature, them that are a little apprehensive about casino gambling or sports wagering, but would be otherwise okay with the lottery. They don't like the idea of just putting it all in one big comprehensive package.
Well, first off, I'll preface that by saying my grandfather, who passed away 20 years ago, was a Baptist minister for 40 years. So a Baptist minister in the state of Alabama, wherever I'm about to say, would probably, if he was still here, would take me out back and try to choke me out. But I think as comprehensive, Jeff, as we can be, the better off we're going to be. Because I think there's a couple things, you know, you had to play the facts or fiction card with this. As everyone hears, you know, the Porch Creek have a monopoly. No, they don't have a monopoly. Currently, they're protected on the federal land, but they do have the only casino just because of our state constitution. Well, I think if you make it comprehensive, you have an opportunity to pull them in with the compact, so you start pulling some money in from them. And I'm prepping this now off Senator Marsh's bill that he had laid out, because that's really the only one we've seen. So as I walk through this, that's kind of what I'm using as the blueprint here. So the way his legislation was, that you would be pulling money from the Porch Creek, which the state's never gotten before. They would also enable the other dog tracks that have really been through a battle for multiple reasons over the last 20, 25 years to operate if they choose to pay a license and have an ownership one of the Class 3 gaming locations. So you would cover that, and that pulls in additional revenue. Then you have the paper lottery piece, which was going to focus on education. I think as comprehensive as we can be, you got to do that piece as well, too, for education. You got to bring them in. And then you've got the sports gaming piece as well, too, that people are driving to other states just to participate in that now. We're leaving money on the table if we don't do it comprehensively, and if we don't do anything at all, we're just letting money go to other states and help them, Jeff. So I'm all for comprehensive on this, but at the same time, I think before we send it to the people to vote, the enabling legislation truly needs to be completely spelled out. I think when the citizens go to the polls to vote, if we ever get to that point, they need to understand what they're voting on exactly, where the money will go if it does pass, how gaming in the state would be legislated and overseen by the commission all the way through.
Well, Representative, how about this, though? It looks to me that a lot of the discussion right now is going on in the Senate. What do you think? When do you think we might start seeing some kind of buzz or some kind of movement in your chamber?
Good question. I think next week potentially is going to predicate a lot of what happens with us, or even maybe potentially from the governor's office, Jeff. You know, we've seen the other lottery bills that have been introduced once Senator Marsh has failed on the House floor by two votes a couple weeks ago. I know they got the enabling legislation out of the committee the other day as well, too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens next week when we return from spring break. At some point, though, I think we're all going to have to, you know, get on the same page. And there has been discussions between the House leadership and the Senate leadership. So I don't want people to think there's just we're running at this in parallel and there's, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. There is communication through the process. I just think we got to make sure that we include the executive branch of that as well, too, because at the end of the day, we got to have that signature from Governor Ivey on anything that does pass. It's just going to be interesting to see, Jeff, as we go back through this, how do you in the Senate pick up those other votes because you were too short? If you change it too much and you pull out some of the stuff that was in the Senator Marsh's bill the other day, did you lose votes? Did you gain them? I mean, is it a wash and we end up where we are? You know, it could be interesting to see what picks up those additional votes and then ultimately what comes down to the House to see where we need to get, where we're going to lay to get to our 63 votes. We need to pass it out of the House.
Representative, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. We're up against the break, but we do appreciate you coming on, and we're going to do this again real soon.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the invite, and have a great weekend.
You do the same. That was State Representative Chris Blackshear on the program. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried.